Now, as we settle into our chosen postures for the body scan, I'll just read you this poem by Billy Collins called The Night House. The Night House. Every day the body works in the fields of the world, mending a stone wall or swinging a sickle through tall grass. The grass of civics, the grass of money, and every night the body curls around itself and listens for the soft bells of sleep. But the heart is restless and rises from the body in the middle of the night and leaves the trapezoidal bedroom with its thick, pictureless walls to sit by herself at the kitchen table and heat some milk in a pan. And the mind gets up too, puts on a robe and goes downstairs, lights a cigarette, and opens a book on engineering. Even the conscience awakens and roams from room to room in the dark, darting away from every mirror like a strange fish. And the soul is up on the roof in her nightdress, straddling the ridge, singing a song about the wildness of the sea until the first rip of pink appears in the sky. Then they all will return to the sleeping body, the way a flock of birds settles back into a tree, resuming their daily colloquy, talking to each other or themselves, even through the heat of the long afternoons. Which is why the body, that house of voices, sometimes puts down its metal tongs, its needle, or its pen, to stare into the distance, to listen to all its names being called before bending again to its labor. And so here we are in a body scan, that time, that practice of invitation for the body to rest. And as we go into the body scan, the heart may be restless and rise from the body, the mind too, the spirit soul, shouting from the rooftops. We can feel sometimes quite agitated and restless and disoriented, especially in these challenging dark days. Can we enter into this body scan then with the intentions to pause, to come into stillness, even as we may feel agitation? Can we do that in a spirit of not knowing what we will find? And so, feeling into the body, breath and body as a whole for a few moments. We have the instructions I just gave. For that interest, for that kindness, for the not knowing as we enter into the body scan. And we have, each of us, our own personal intentions for being here today to also guide us. Let them come to mind too. And releasing now, if you will, the breath as we drop our attention down into our feet and feel into the soles of the feet and the toes. Can we feel into the feet without knowing what we'll find there? Can we be in the dark about it? Without thought, a direct sensory awareness. Feeling too into the tops of the feet. Can we let body be as it is, not as we expect or want it to be? And then gently letting the awareness shift into the ankles and the shins and the calves, opening to whatever we may find here. Letting go of the demand that the body relax and come into peace. Rather, permitting whatever we should find here. And feeling into the knees. And all through the thighs and the hip joints. We think we feel the body as we go about our days. And the truth is, the awareness, the mindfulness is not there. Can we bring it here now? Letting the breath deepen our awareness, breathing down through the body all the way down to the toes, feeling the legs and feet together. Ah, what's here? What is being revealed? What is revealed when we go into the body without knowing? And then, if you will, letting go of the lower extremities on the exhale and gently shifting the attention into the upper extremities, feeling the hands, the fingers and the thumbs. and opening to the palms of the hands and the backs of the hands. Entering into the magic and mystery of the body. Letting the attention move from the hands into the forearms and elbow joints. And then into the upper arms and shoulder joints. And letting the breath deepen our attention. Breathing down the arms to the fingertips. Feeling the upper extremities as if never felt before. And of course, that's true. There is just this moment. The body is as it is now. Never felt before. Can we be in the dark as to how the body is? Not knowing. Releasing the upper extremities on the exhale. Coming now, if you will, into the pelvic region. The buttocks, the sitting bones, sense of the reproductive organs, the lower intestines, the hips, pelvic bones. Those are names, mere pointers. They are not pelvis, they are not the experience, the experiences themselves. And as you're ready, letting the awareness move into the abdomen. What's happening here? Moment to moment to moment. letting the awareness travel through the belly to the back, feeling into the tailbone region, the lumbar spine area. Letting the awareness move up the back, feeling the ribs, the spine, the muscles. Opening to the various sensations and their mysterious messages. What may be difficult is a message needing to be seen, known, attended to. Letting awareness continue to move up the back, mid-back, and shoulder blade area. And all the way up into the shoulder muscles and the back of the neck. The heart, mind, soul may be restless. We can notice. The heart, mind, soul may be expressing itself through the body. The body, this house of voices. And then, if you will, letting the attention move into the chest, where you might possibly sense the heart beating mysteriously working in the dark on its own, a duet with the lungs. Feeling to the chest wall. And letting the attention move into the front of the neck. Let's let the breath help us with our awareness so we can breathe from the neck all the way down to the pelvis. A friendly interest here. And the body's like this right now. And now this. And then releasing torso and neck on the exhale, letting the awareness come into face and head. Can we go in here without knowing? Can we be in the dark? To go into the dark with the light is to know the light. To know the dark, go without sight. Feeling the jaw and the chin. The mouth inside and outside. The nose, the passage of air there. The eyes and the muscles around them and up into the forehead. And feeling into the cheeks and the whole of the face. Letting the awareness touch the scalp, the cranium, over the crown and the sides and the back. And feeling the ears opening to the hearing. Breathing in and out of face and head. And extending that down the arms to the fingertips. Down to the pelvis, down to the toes, feeling breath and body as a whole. In this stillness, in which you may feel a great deal of movement, opening into the wonder and mystery of the body. failing too into any of those places of challenge, of darkness, within the body itself or from the heart mind manifesting as a voice within the body. Can we recognize and allow it all to be here? And investigate it briefly with our awareness of body. Noticing too its changing nature, how it's moving, not always so. Nature continually moves. What has been revealed to you by going into the darkness of the body without thought, without knowing? Is there something new that you're aware of that's germinating, that's maybe even being born? And listening all the way to the end of the bells to finish.